This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged Friday the United States would defend its regional allies from North Korean aggression, with Japan and South Korea joining a call to punish North Korea for its latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. VOA's Jeff Custery tells us more.
In a joint statement, the three nations said they will press for existing U.N. sanctions against North Korea to be fully implemented and will continue to work closely with the international community to block the North's illicit revenue generation that funds its weapons programs, such as manipulating overseas workers and conducting malicious cyber activities. Blinken said he has sought and will continue to seek a diplomatic solution to the tensions with North Korea.
And as we've consistently said, both publicly and to Pyongyang, we are prepared to engage in dialogue without preconditions. Unfortunately, to date, Pyongyang's answer to that proposal has been to launch more missiles.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
South Africa's deputy president says Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to attend an economic summit in South Africa next month, but the country's trying to persuade him to stay away to avoid the legal and diplomatic fallout over his international arrest warrant. South Africa is a signatory to the Treaty on the International Criminal Court, which means it's obliged to arrest Putin on an indictment issued against him for war crimes in Ukraine. South African authorities are likely to breach the treaty and not arrest Putin, but allowing him to attend the summit freely would strain relations with the West as well. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that he offered the Wagner private military company the option of continuing to serve as a single unit under their same commander after their board of revolt last month that posed the most serious threat to his 23 rule amid the war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. The U.S. is sending F-16 fighter jets to protect ships from Iranian seizures in the Gulf region. Details from AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Director Wang Yi has made clear China's principle and position on cybersecurity during the meeting. Chinese government agencies are subject to massive cyber attacks on an almost daily basis, with most of them originating in the United States. China has repeatedly briefed the international community on the relevant situation. China is the biggest victim of cyber attacks, and the U.S. must not pin the label on China.
That is a comment earlier. Movie stars have joined picket lines in the fight over the future of Hollywood as the strike continues there. Moldova's prime minister said Friday that he has accepted the resignations of three ministers, including the interior minister, which comes 2 weeks after shooting at the country's main international airport. That situation left two security officers dead. He said Friday in a media briefing that the Interior Minister, the Infrastructure and Regional Development Minister, and Science and Education Minister all handed in their resignations actually on Thursday, but the Prime Minister didn't actually say why they actually quit. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz expressed optimism that support for a far-right party that's been surging in the polls lately will shrink to previous levels again by the time of the next national election in 2025. The far-right Alternative for Germany party received 10.3% of the vote in the last national election in 2021. That's a slight decline from 2017. Recent polls have shown support for the party known by its German acronym AfD at around 20%. And ahead of Scholz's center-left Social Democrats, Scholz told reporters Friday in Berlin that he's quite confident that AfD will not perform much differently at the next election than it did the last. In recapping our top story, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pledged the United States will defend its regional allies from North Korean aggression, with Japan and South Korea joining a call to punish North Korea for its latest intercontinental ballistic missile test. I'm Tommy McNeil.